Module 2, Earning Respect and Credibility.
Let's talk about earning credibility and respect. There's a lot of noise in the world. People are selling things, marketing things, and talking constantly. And a lot of it's junk. So how do we as talent rise above the noise? We earn credibility and we gain respect. By cultivating your sense of quality and substance, you raise your personal standards and your value in the marketplace. Being credible, substantive, comes with many, many benefits too. Whether you've learned this growing up or not, it's also important to be a person of integrity, honest, ethical, gracious, and respectful, and hopefully kind. These are life skills that have a profound impact on your success at work too. When we wrote the book Secrets of the Young and Successful, we did so because we wanted to accomplish things while we were still young, not later in our career. And as I got opportunities to stand up next to some really established people, I started to get concerned about being inadequate, not as credible, not as substantive. So I came up with this tactic to kind of reverse engineer their bios and find out what they did that made them substantive. And we figured a few things out. That's why the tagline of the book was how to get everything you want without waiting a lifetime. Let's build a plan to build your credibility and respect based on your specific objectives and what you want to accomplish. Some of these tactics and strategies are going to take some time to execute, but let's start that process right away. Credibility and respect are hard earned. They don't come automatically with a degree. And what paying your dues looks like can really vary in any field. That's why we want a plan that's specially crafted for you. I've been working with big media companies for many years now, since really early in my career, in my 20s. And at YSN, we've developed really robust partnerships, largely because of our substance and experience. We studied how to do this, we tested it, and now we teach it. One of my favorite moments with one of the biggest media companies in the world happened when we were working with a major global news organization through a deal structure, you know, how we work together. I asked if they wanted a capabilities deck or background on us to share with their team, and they said, no, we know who you are. Wow, it took almost 20 years of really, really hard work for me to hear that. So imagine what that day will look like for you. Now let's make it happen.
I often tell people that I spent the first half of my life struggling to figure out who I was and where I fit in, and this next half, so far, dedicated to helping millions of others figure out who they are and where they fit in. The question of how to build credibility and respect is one of my favorite topics because there are so many opportunities and so much potential to do big, bold things with our lives if we can survive the constant scrutiny, the questioning of our capabilities, and the relentless pursuit of earning the respect of our peers. Proving our capabilities and competencies is a constant challenge for all of us who are pushing ourselves to the next level. Standards of success. Most people in the world earn credibility and respect with age, status, wealth, integrity, and most importantly, by being a good person. There are many things we can do to lay down or reinforce a solid foundation on which we can build credibility and respect for ourselves. This is particularly important when we're either just entering the business world, starting something brand new, or in a state of transition. These are the most crucial times to establish a great reputation for yourself. Before we start this process, just remember that success is totally subjective. Keep in mind that the markers that our society usually attributes to success, health, happiness, wealth, and wellness, are also subjective. Different people, communities, cultures, and industries will define success by their own standards. But we here at EYP contend that there are some universal standards of success that we can all learn from and aspire to live by. Respect should be the first thing you give. Online, you'll find a self-assessment activity called What's Your Current Level of Success? We're going to ask you to what degree you agree with the following statements. Do people listen to you? Do they introduce you? Trust you? Believe in you? Do people encourage you? Recommend you? Do people endorse you? Do they promote you? Do people work with, even for you? Do people invest in you and your ideas? These are some big questions. Never let anyone other than yourself dictate what you're capable of. How to build credibility and respect. A few years ago, we created an ebook on this very topic because we know from our own experience how difficult it can be to be taken seriously early on in your career. We've spent years figuring out how to get around that and want to share those secrets with you so that you can accelerate your path to success. We've seen this process work with young leaders all over the world, so how far you go with it is just a matter of your own level of ambition. Here's a quick excerpt from our New York Times bestselling book, Secrets of the Young and Successful, How to Get Everything You Want Without Waiting a Lifetime, written by Jennifer Kuchel. That's me. Start with where you are. We all have to start somewhere, and you can begin this excursion from anywhere, at any point in your life. The earlier the better, of course. There are myriad ways to start changing the way people perceive you, your experience, your expertise, and your potential. Commit yourself to making the effort to build a more solid foundation, and credibility and respect are sure to follow. Assess your objectives. Think about what credibility and respect mean to you. After all, it's hard to expect others to treat you with respect if you don't respect yourself. It should go without saying, but be someone that you can be proud of, first and foremost. Then define how you'd like to experience this respect in your own life and career. What would it look like, feel like, and sound like? How would it manifest? Start to build a plan around what you might need to achieve it. Consider your audience. Who are the people you're most concerned with impressing or gaining their confidence and trust? What constitutes credibility and respect in their eyes? Knowing what's expected of us by different people and in different situations helps us live up to the standards we accept as worthwhile to pursue. Parents are the first people we try to impress. They want us to be happy, responsible, accomplished, and children they're proud of. Teachers want us to be smart, respectful, disciplined, and accomplished. Friends judge us by a whole different set of criteria. Typically, our friendships relate more to our social standing and interactions, how trustworthy we are, our advice, our support, and the way they feel around us. Employers and clients demand reliability, loyalty, performance, results, and far more depending on the nature of those particular relationships. The more specific your objectives in gaining credibility and respect from others is, the more focused you can be on isolating what matters most to you and your primary audience. In a lot of cases, you can just ask others about their expectations, hopes, and dreams for you, and you'll get many of the answers that you need from those simple conversations alone. You might even earn more respect from the very act of showing that you care enough to ask in the first place. Study the experts. Consider those whom you admire and want to emulate. What makes them an expert to you? Be mindful in your assessment of who is actually an expert, as many people are labeling themselves as such these days. Evaluate who has substance and integrity to deserve your reverence and attention, especially if you're paying them or relying on their guidance to make important decisions. Analyze how they achieved their credibility. You can even ask them about their credentials. If you don't feel comfortable doing that, you can simply research them online. Experts are most often people who own their own companies, work on high-impact projects, start or run nonprofits, invent, innovate, or create things, align themselves with reputable organizations, hold high-level positions and interesting job titles, are recognized by others, are the recipients of awards and accolades. They sit on boards, write books, articles, or blogs, or even host podcasts. They may maintain a following, establish ties to notable schools, or even advise governments. More than ever, it's so important that we recognize the importance of expertise and strive for it in the relationships that we build and in our own lives. Establish yourself. The more clarity you can get on the ultimate goals you'd like to reach, the easier it is to build a strategic plan to establish yourself. Create a name for yourself. Be the best at something. Learn what others only hope to know or understand. Dedicate yourself to accomplishing something big and bold, then work towards making it happen. Get involved in your community or industry. Find out where the action is and get yourself into the middle of it. Make waves. Make a statement. Add value. As others learn of you and your work, your reputation will grow and take on a life of its own. Eventually, you may even become a peer of the people that you once looked up to. Brand yourself. Branding is something we all need to be concerned about today, especially with how fast the world of technology, communications, and media is changing. Stay on top of the trends in these areas and leverage the latest and most dominant platforms to communicate to the world who you are. Whether you're an entrepreneur, artist, teacher, doctor, politician, electrician, or athlete, take a look at the competition around you and see how you measure up. Clients, prospects, executives, even neighbors, they all need to know about you in order to want to interact and do business with you. Regardless of how good you may be, how well you package and promote yourself matters, and it can make a world of difference to your success. Refine your pitches. We're all in sales, whether we realize it or not. Every day we sell ourselves and our credibility in one way or another. When we introduce ourselves, talk about what we do, ask for help, solicit support, socialize, network, engage with groups, work on teams, or perform for a boss or client or prospect, we are pitching ourselves. As you look for opportunities for work and to build your career, tools like your quick verbal pitch, who you are and your story, your resume, bio, even online profiles, all act as your front line in communicating who you are and why people should care. Is your message strong, focused, and compelling? Ask trusted friends and colleagues for feedback. Refine your message and the methods in which you share that message. Remember, this message communicates who you are, even when you're not there. Expose yourself. As you start to gain momentum in your career, amassing experience, expertise, and substance, and as you get more sophisticated in your branding, positioning, and pitching, it's time to take your show on the road. Get out more. Meet new people. Engage in new organizations, events, conferences, and clubs. Your best publicist should be you. Start tactfully talking about what you do everywhere you go. Be careful not to cross the line between confidence and arrogance, though. Don't be obnoxious or obtrusive, however much you may want to be accepted, and regardless of how accomplished you may become. Build relationships that are win-win, where everyone feels valued and respected. Strive to earn credibility and respect by your actions, rather than by trying to convince others why you're a big deal. Talk about what's important to you, your work, and the future of your business, and how those things might be helpful to others. Use your spotlight to include and help others whenever you can. Attract the right mentors and advisors. Collect role models, both people you know and those you dream of meeting. When you meet spectacular people, learn all you can from them. Ask them for advice. Build relationships based on mutual value. Oftentimes, older, more successful people will spend time with you or formally mentor you for the mere opportunity to be exposed to what your world is like. Things were quite different when they were your age. Some may even joke about living vicariously through you so they can once again experience the rush of ambition and action without having to expend the energy and time themselves. Many people simply enjoy helping others. Repay your mentors and advisors with your respect and recognition. When they introduce you to important people in their lives, be worthy of that referral. Make them proud to share their relationships and resources with you. Sculpt a more perfect environment. In some cases, with some people, nothing you do will be good enough. Learn to identify these negative influences and start to weed them out of your life, or at very least, minimize your exposure. Take an active role in managing the environment in which you choose to live, work, and socialize. Respect and credibility should be earned, but never at the expense of your own self-respect. Please don't compromise your personal values. Be true to yourself. Surround yourself with people who appreciate, support, and encourage you in your pursuit of greater and greater successes. As we like to say, ambition is the price of admission. Just make certain that you're putting your energy behind the right efforts at the right time and for the right people. Advice from industry pros. Ellen Pollack, former editor-in-chief at Bloomberg Businessweek, discusses her experience as the first woman to ascend to the top of the world's leading business magazine. She talks about what it takes to have real credibility, how to move up the corporate ladder, and how to add value to any team you are a part of. Ellen explains why being fluent in business and being globally aware is critical in this day and age. How do you earn credibility and respect in the business world? Here's Ellen's perspective. She's an incredible authority on the subject.
I'm Ellen Pollack. I'm the editor-in-chief of Bloomberg Businessweek magazine. I spent 18 years at the Wall Street Journal, first as a reporter. Then I became an editor on page one of the Wall Street Journal, and then deputy page one editor, which was an incredible privilege. I've been at Businessweek since 2007, and I became the top editor in October 2015. Bloomberg is a huge company, and it's a leader in its main business, which is the terminal business, providing sophisticated financial information to people in the finance industry. It was created by Mike Bloomberg, and it's been incredibly successful since he founded it more than 25 years ago. I view business people as being incredibly busy, and we want to have stories that they need to know about, and we want to have stories that are entertaining and are compelling reads, and we want you to come away after picking up our magazine better educated and better prepared to succeed in the business world. No one is going to worry about your career but you, and part of building a career is looking for all opportunities that are going to help you in the future. I think sometimes you have to think big and wide, and if the right internship comes along, you should grab it. Anything that will add to your credibility, that will give you diverse experience, is always a good thing. Even if the path is not really obvious, you can sort of divert to develop expertise or to learn something that may help you later on, that kind of builds the picture of you. I have an 18-year-old daughter. One of the things I tell her is that she needs to know about the world, and she needs to know about how the world works. And that's part of what Business Week is about, is telling you how the world works, whether it's in India or whether it's in California. It's important to understand how new developments, new technology fits into global commerce and fits into how global leaders are thinking about global commerce, because things are moving so incredibly quickly. And if you understand sort of the interplay of governments and the economy and business, and if you understand how businesses work, you're going to have a leg up, I think, because you'll understand better what you want to do, and you'll understand how what you're doing affects the rest of the world. You need to be able to work with everybody, whether the person is a billionaire or whether the person is paid by the hour. And you need to be able to learn from both those kinds of people. One thing about people who run things and are very powerful is that they are just people too. So you want to know what you're talking about. If you don't know what you're talking about, those people are not, they're very busy and they will not give you the time of day. Sometimes you'll end up at a job and you don't completely know what your responsibilities are. And no one has really told you what all your responsibilities are. And that's a time to look around and see what needs to be done and to be very proactive. And that builds credibility and trust. People know they can rely on you is an incredibly important part of succeeding in the workplace. But also understanding that other people can teach you so much, whether it's about doing your job, whether it's about learning about the world, or whether it's about just how you function in business or in your workplace. This is an incredibly exciting time to be entering the workforce. And the world is changing. It's fun to learn stuff, and you will.
Online, you're going to find another activity called Creating My Credibility and Respect Game Plan. Now that you understand the most common elements that go into all of this, start constructing your own plan. We want you to have a strategy to really establish yourself so that doors start to open for you much more easily. Your career will also start to get a lot more fun. Online, you'll see a bunch of questions that ask if you're interested in any of these things now, soon, or in the future. like owning and running your own company, working on a high-impact project, starting or running a nonprofit, inventing, innovating, or creating something, aligning with reputable organizations, holding high-level positions or interesting job titles, receive awards or accolades, sitting on a board, writing a book, article, blog, or hosting a podcast, maintaining a following, establishing ties to notable schools, advising governments and policy decisions. Now it's time to get your game plan down in writing. Commit fully to making some strong choices now so you can move forward with true credibility and respect in the workplace. Online, we'll ask you to write a minimum of 500 words describing in detail your upcoming plan. Be a person of substance. One final note. Because, as you can see, our definition of success has a lot to do with holding yourself to a higher standard and being an all-around good person, we have to close with this. Show respect to everyone you meet, regardless of who they are or where they come from. Strive to become not only respected, but respectful. In regards to increasing your credibility, take every opportunity to help others achieve their own success, too. Remember that we all struggle at some point because of how challenging the world can be. Constructive feedback, when offered with a healthy dose of respect, can be life-changing in a super positive way. Harsh criticism that attacks others and their credibility can be cruel and destructive, particularly to ambitious souls who, if nurtured, could be magnificent. Choose to be one of the special ones in this world. You're sure to get so much more than you give. Summary. This module is really about hitting those life skills that you don't hear much about in school, but have a really profound effect on how you show up in the world and how people in turn respond to you. When you are able to be in integrity, people will treat you with credibility and respect. Always remember that.